difference.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And you can also join Toby over at freemindstv.com. Toby is one of the two anchors of Free Minds TV, and as I understand it, you guys are making a comeback. Is it this week?
Yes, it is. The 27th, there will be brand new shows, and we also just released the Porkfest special that we did up at Porkfest. So if people were listening to you guys and got a sound for some people and what it's like up there, if they want some of the visual effects and a little bit of the scenery, go to freemindstv.com. The Porkfest special has just been posted.
I know. I noticed it was posted earlier today. Didn't have time to watch it. How long is this one? Last year was like a couple hours.
Yeah, this one's an hour.
Okay, cool. So,
and it gets more of a feel. Last time we were stuck static in one place.
Yeah, I think it'll be better. People. I'm looking forward to it because I think it'll be great because you'll have different vistas. You can see different things, and you'll have it'll be just, I think, a little bit more pleasing to the eye as opposed to just guy sitting at the table for 2 hours. But not to say last year's was bad. I just expect it'll be better this
last
time.
Year sucked.
So freemindstv.com. Well, they put so much effort into it last year, Mark. They brought out all of their equipment, the control boards and everything. And, you know, you had to set up a tent and you had to set all the equipment and get power run out there. And this time you were just there with a couple of handheld cameras and shooting the interviews that you needed to shoot. Must have been much easier on you this time around.
Oh, definitely.
So,
and plus they got to get out there and meet more of the people. Last time it's just because we're doing it live.
People come over.
Yeah, whoever shows up. And this time we got to go out and pick out some people and talk to
them. Very cool. So you can see that over at freemindstv.com. And, of course, Toby, you also do Free Minds Radio, which you can download there as well. Our number here, 800-259-9231. Let's continue the discussion about free market police in a moment, but first, go to your calls. Dave is waiting patiently in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to give you an update about the open carry incident that happened back on June 8th in Manchester.
That's with was actually some of our listeners, as a matter of fact, that were harassed by the police. They were detained for several minutes as the police tried to, I guess, track their guns or punch up some numbers or do whatever it is they do. You know, they were trying to intimidate them, basically. And you've been kind of on that case over at the Ridley Report at RidleyReport.com. You've been paying attention to it. So what's going on?
Well, I've been trying to interview the mayor about it, and it's been sort of I don't know if you remember the Michael Moore movie called Roger and Me.
Yes.
He's trying to interview this guy, and the whole story is just about him trying to interview this guy. And that's kind of how I feel. I've just been trying and trying to interview him. What does he think about this open carry incident? How is it handled?
The guy seems like a slime bag. Mayor Ginta is what his name is over in Manchester, and you had, I guess, gotten an interview with him before this incident happened, and I certainly didn't enjoy his political way of answering questions. And in this case, you managed to corner him, I guess, as he was approaching one of his government buildings, and you asked him how he if he'd heard about it or how he felt about the gun stop. And he blew it off. He said he'd have to research it and get back to you. And that was several days ago, so I presume he has not gotten back to you?
Yeah, the news today was that I ran into him yesterday, did the same thing, asked him the same question. Okay, you've had a chance to take a look. What do you think? And he said he didn't want to talk about it.
Oh,
basically.
Really?
And unless I could talk about it in his office with an appointment. So
did you make an appointment?
So I tried to get an appointment. Went up to try and get an appointment today. I got that on camera, by the way. That'll be on RidleyReport.com.
Excellent.
Soon. But I got to try to get get an appointment today, and they wouldn't let me do that either.
What was their excuse?
What a surprise!
They set up an appointment with me, and then they called me back and said, "Wait! Actually, we can't do it."
I wonder why they called you back. Do you think the mayor got shown his appointment and said, "Oh, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to."
Initially, they called me back and said, "Well, he's not going to, actually, there is something on his schedule that he can't do at that time."
Mm.
And then, you know, like, well, okay, how about, you know, a different day, a different time? Oh, no, actually, he's going to be gone, you know, yeah, go mid-July, blah, blah, blah.
Why not just jump up? Why, I mean, he can't really control the police anyway. He's just the mayor. Why not jump to the sheriff or the chief of police?
Oh, sure, I could do that. I just don't go very far out of my way. There's so much stuff that happens right in front of me that I just can't. I can barely even cover all that. So I start chasing around people to try and do interviews and stuff like that, you know, spending a lot of time. I'll just never get my regular reports done.
I see. That was just a suggestion.
I'll end up, I mean, I can do three, you know, normal reports in the time it would take me to go through that rigmarole of playing the catch-up game. The mayor just, he walks past me all the time. You know, I'm hanging out doing petitioning right in front of his office, so that's why I've had so many chances to talk to him.
I see. So did you end up getting an appointment scheduled for after he's back from his little trip, wherever it is he's going?
No, I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm just going to run the video that I have of him saying, oh, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't talk to you. Make an appointment. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just, and to me, that's just as interesting as his opinion on open carry.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah, it's always more interesting to see politicians be, slime away from a camera than actually answer the questions. Because when you'd asked him the questions earlier with your sit-down interview, he was just double-speaking all over the place, and it's just so despicable. I mean, I don't know much about this guy. I do know that he used some free staters, I guess. He tried to get them to think that he was all liberty friendly when he was running for re-election. And so the free staters, they get all excited. Some of them got really excited about supporting someone that they presumed was kind of on their side. But, you know, now it turns out that he's shying away from even answering a simple question about open carry, which is totally lawful here in New Hampshire. And he's dodging you on that. And he also took a very unfriendly position on the medical or the marijuana decriminalization issues. So this guy is just another slime bag, as far as I'm concerned.
Sounds like a typical politician.
He is better,
politician.
Actually, yeah. Than the other candidates that ran for mayor last year.
Yeah.
At least he's, you know, he's engaged, and he was engaged for a
while.
Which
just goes to show how crappy our choices are when it comes to politics. I mean, you know, you've got this guy who won't support the Constitution of New Hampshire and won't back up the citizens that elected him their right to bear arms.
How difficult would it be to say, like, well, I don't know all the facts, but I do know that open carry is legal. I'll look into it. That kind of thing. That means that you could at least say that. He wouldn't even say that.
No. Just awful. Well, you know, you did mention, Dave, that you're pretty loaded down with work, and you certainly, there are people that want you to be in five different places at once, which is why you were actually guest teaching classes, more Ridleo classes, out at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as I understood it. So duplicating yourself, teaching others how to do what you do, and perhaps we will see more people popping up over there in, you know, Manchester and all around the state, going and really holding these dopes' feet to the fire.
Yeah, there was an instance of that the other day where I wasn't able to go to this fully informed jury demonstration in Concord, and one of my Ridleyographers went and, you know, he covered it, and he did a Ridleyo about it. No problem, all taken care of. I didn't even have to go.
Very cool. Anything else you wanted to share tonight, Dave?
Nope. Just for those who don't know what fully informed juries are, that means that you know, you as a juror have the right to overrule the judge. He may instruct you to find someone guilty. You can just ignore him.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. It had slipped by me, and I should have remembered there are always new people tuning in that need to hear that. And you can go to FIJA.org, F-I-J-A, stands for Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org, to learn more about that. Dave, thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate
all. That's where your one vote really does count.
No doubt about it. Thank you for your call, and I appreciate all the hard work you do out there in the name of liberty and freedom. You can go to Dave's website, RidleyReport.com. He won an award. Did you hear about that?
Really? No.
Yeah, he won, like, the best of New Hampshire. Like, I think it was best underground journalist or something like that.
He's been doing a lot of those. I mean, I'm amazed at how he's able to produce so many of them and do the job that he does at it. And I really
it's because of his quick recording style. Yeah. He doesn't actually have to
piece video
together.
Yeah, it's really cool, and I think it's going to be awesome if more people start to pick up. It just goes to show that I'm really enthused about the Free State Project coming right off of Porkfest here.
Yep.
It's actually things are starting to pick up a little bit as more people move in, more people are seeing it, and it's a lot of fun.
And you can see the evidence in his videos and others that these cameras make these bureaucrats really uncomfortable.
Make them squirm.
They really don't like it, and that's why I say we need more.
Yeah.
We need more Dave Ridley's. We need more Free Talk Lives. We need more Free Minds TVs. We need more. So it's good to know that people like Sam from the Obscure Truth Network are on their way here this year, and we'll see a bigger pro-liberty media presence by the end of the year. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Take it. CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the updates. Get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And travel less. Meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. 800-259-9231. Go into your calls. Talk to Dave in Athens, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave. Dave in Athens, going once.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Dave. What's on your mind?
You hear me? I got into a discussion today with two young gentlemen.
Okay.
They said the government was good and the police were good.
Okay.
And I'm
typical
like going,
views.
I'm like going, well, what do I say? And I said that the way you say it, the government is good, but the way I say it, the government is bad. And
You might want to ask the question of, well, what would it take to convince you that the government is bad?
Yeah, I said the government could come after you next because they can. And there are some people need to stop it.
What I find usually works is to try to find places where you agree on things. Because typically there's going to be a lot of overlap on with things that they think that the government does bad that you also think it does bad. And use that, the agreement, to base off your all your other arguments. Because if you're just going to be arguing with them, they're going to be arguing with you and no one's mind is going to be changed. So
what I said was when you get as old as me, you find out the things you were taught.
That didn't work. Just so you know, young people, it didn't work for you when older people said it when you were younger.
Listen here, Sonny.
It just doesn't work.
You know what? A good question, though, to ask, if somebody's telling you they love the government and they think government is good, is to simply ask them, well, what would it take to prove otherwise? Could it be proven otherwise to you? And if so, what would it take? And if they say no, I can't think of any, you know, parameters or criteria that would prove otherwise, would encourage me to change my mind, then you're done with that conversation.
They also said we were in bondage, and I said, do you pay taxes? And they kept quiet for a minute, and they go, yes. And I go, well, you're in bondage.
Yeah, sounds like you nailed them. What were they? Were they friends of yours or Mormons or what?
Mormons.
You know, that's what I was thinking when you said two young men. I'm thinking, Interesting conversation to have with the Mormons. And I guess it doesn't hurt, right? Plant those seeds, get those ideas out there, get people thinking. And Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. It's not going to happen overnight. Somebody that comes across the pro-liberty message, they're going to be shocked. They're going to be stunned that people would think such things about their government. And then after they hear it more often and they hear it from different places, it'll start to click and they'll start thinking about it. And who knows? Maybe they'll come on board.
You know what I think's funny about that is that he's like, when you get to be my age, you'll understand it. I was just actually having a conversation a couple of weeks ago with an older gentleman who was like, when you get to be my age, you'll understand why we need the government. It didn't work on me, so chances are.
Yeah,
I
don't
like
see
it, it's not a good argument.
It just doesn't. The door doesn't really swing both ways on this liberty thing. It really just doesn't. I mean, Jack Thompson is the only guy I think who has ever claimed to have been a former libertarian, to formerly have been a liberty-loving person. Which, by the way, since so many people use the term libertarian, I don't even know if Jack was really a real libertarian or if he was a libertarian like Glenn Beck is a libertarian. But it seems
Beck is progressing on the path of liberty.
Yeah, that's what you
liberty,
tell me.
Jack Thompson is, you know, essentially claiming not, you know, to be moving backwards. And right. You know, no, not so much.
Yeah, I've never met anybody that's ever gone back down the road of liberty toward tyranny. It just doesn't seem to work that way. 800-259-9231, so any seeds you can plant, they will sprout into something good down the line, hopefully. And it certainly, you can't lose. Let's continue. Paula is on the line in Florida. Hello, Paula. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Going once, going twice. Paula in Florida. I hear something.
Yeah, hi.
There you are, Paula. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to let y'all know something good happened today.
Oh, okay. Boy. All right.
Oh. For one, they're going to find another source to pay the Filipinos so that they don't take money away from the veterans, their pensions, you know. And also,
the Filipinos. What are the Filipinos getting money for?
Well, they wanted to pay them for what they did during World War II.
Oh my!
Aren't most of them dead?
Yeah, the people that got bothered in World War II likely aren't alive, and I certainly, you know, it's my tax dollars they're using. I didn't have anything to do with World War II. That seems so crazy to me when they do this.
Yeah.
60 years later, they try to make up for something bad that happened. That's nuts.
All right, hey, Paula, since we've got you on the line, I know you had more, but I've got an email that is in relation to you that I wanted to get out there. Apparently, yesterday when you called in about the MRSA situation, we were both apparently wrong on that. I didn't read far enough. I didn't get enough good information. So, Todd, who happens to be a physician and who practices emergency medicine, wrote into the program, and he has a few words I wanted to share with you. He says, I see a lot of MRSA infections. And you're right. They are primarily skin infections. In fact, most people who think they have a spider bite are actually infected with MRSA. In general, draining the pus from the wound with an incision can be completely curative, although sometimes antibiotics are needed for the surrounding skin. The treatment for this bug depends on your area of the country. For my area, we can easily treat it with sulfa antibiotics, which have been around for over 50 years and are very inexpensive. In rare instances, MRSA can cause pneumonia. This type of infection can be acutely life-threatening and requires much more high-powered antibiotics given in an intravenous route, with the patient usually on artificial respiration. Since Paula spoke about intestinal MRSA, I can address that as well. Staph can cause vomiting and diarrhea from improperly cooked foods, but since it is the toxin from the staph that makes us ill, antibiotics generally don't help. Since staph can cause food poisoning, common sense tells us that methicillin-resistant staph could do the same thing. There's no reason to think that the MRSA toxin would be any different or more severe. In fact, I found a couple of articles which addressed MRSA food poisoning, one from 1996 and one from 2002. Says, so I guess it's not a brand new superbug that's going to kill us all. Well, we can breathe a sigh of relief. So yeah, he's saying that there's no real serious danger here, Paula, and it's not exactly
what
you thought.
Some people have already died from it.
Well, it can be fatal. That much is true. MRSA can be fatal, but people are dying from a lot of things around the world. So
anyway,
it's not the epidemic that you made it out to be.
Well, no, this has gone all the way to Virginia now so far.
I know. That's what you say. But this guy's a doctor, and I'm sure he's paying a little more attention.
Anyway, a lot of people got very dehydrated, and they died. And the thing is that your DNA, everybody's DNA is a little different, and not everybody gets it. They said some people are more susceptible to it than others. And so I didn't get it, but he did. And like they go to the family, said the woman would have it, nobody else would have it. And
that's
this is very
Paula.
Strange, but anyway, it has spread all over the East Coast.
So what else did you have for us tonight?
Oh, yeah. Also, they said that the oil people, they can be prosecuted in jail for 10 years for their what they're doing with the price on the fuel. And so I had already brought charge against Jay Rockefeller with my son. And so I called Washington this morning, and so they're getting the papers.
So are you in support of this? Are you in support of jailing the oil people, Paula?
I think they need to be taught a lesson.
Why? What have they done?
Because they're doing this for their own pocket.
Well, isn't that why people run businesses, so they can make money?
No, it's what I'm saying is they're overpricing it. It doesn't cost them anything.
So stop buying it, Paula.
Okay?
No one's forcing you to buy their products.
No, but the thing is, the oil is free. It doesn't cost
you
anything.
Nothing in life is free. Thanks, Paula, for the
Rocks
call.
Rocks are free, but try to get a truckload of them to your house for nothing.
More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. We can address the oil concerns here in a moment. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ah! Ah! Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line in here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. The features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them right there from the front page of the website. Totally free for you at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained to resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue here, we'll get back to the calls in a moment. Just a few thoughts on what Paula had to say there about the oil. Sorry, Paula. The oil people are in the business to make a profit, and that's okay. You know, if you wanted to go out and start your own oil company that was not for profit, I suppose you could do that. Of course, you probably can't do it here in America because there are governmental regulations that restrict the oil people from actually drilling around here.
Yeah, and that's where she gets confused, I think, is she doesn't understand who... She understands that there's a problem, but she doesn't understand that it's actually the government is the problem
here. Well, yeah, if anything, she should be upset that the government is making far more off of any gallon of gasoline sold than the oil companies are. The government's raking it in comparison.
I wouldn't think that a not-for-profit trying to deliver gasoline to people is going to do a very good job.
Probably wouldn't.
They're going to fail in the marketplace.
This is going to be pretty inefficient, and you're going to lose your money one way or the other.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, she could, though, I mean, in theory, in the marketplace. And, you know, it's okay that people make money. Coke and Pepsi make more money, more profit on their products than the oil companies do. Should we shut them down? Should their executives go into the pokey because they make too much money, according to some people? It just doesn't make sense. It's just madness. Look, if you don't like how much money a company is making, if that for some reason bothers you that these people are being rewarded with profits for providing products and services in the marketplace, if that bothers you, then stop spending money there.
Yeah, for the most part, people who are making money, businesses who are making profits, are doing so because they made people happy. That's how you make money, is you do well at your business. You sell something, a good or a service, you make people happy, and they give you money.
Now,
you shouldn't
be
arrested
though
for that.
Let's be fair, though, to the against and to and for the oil companies. They are being regulated on both sides. They have regulations, government regulations that protect their industry, and they also have government regulations that harm their industry.
Right.
We mentioned,
they get it coming and going.
Right. So we mentioned, for instance, that you can't build a refinery here in America. You can't drill for oil here in America. Even the refineries they have, they can only upgrade. They cannot, you know, tear it down and build a new one. I mean, it's just crazy the rules that these people follow in order to do business.
And
in
refineries are. This week, Barack Obama said that the drilling for oil in America is a sham. It doesn't make any sense. Well, to some extent, he's right. If we increase our oil production here in America, but we don't increase our refining production, you're not going to see the level of decrease in gasoline that makes sense. Well, we have to increase our refining capacity too, and they have to
Couldn't they drill and refine in the same place if they were allowed to do so?
I don't know what the rules are. I just know that there's a lot of government rules, and essentially, yeah, a refinery hasn't been built since the 70s.
So they're regulated on that side. It prevents them from being able to expand their business in the ways they might like to. And they're also regulated on the other side, where the government, or they're subsidized, essentially, where the government will go over and fight a war, spend billions of hundreds of billions, if not trillions, of taxpayer dollars on fighting a war for oil in the Middle East, so these companies can have easier access to various different plots of land.
Don't forget the money they get for exploration. They get a huge millions and millions of hundreds of millions of dollars for exploration for oil. Well, there's no reason that we the taxpayers should be paying the oil companies to explore for oil. That bit doesn't make any sense at all.
So there's a good chance that absent all of those regulations, there's a chance. I mean, I don't know if anyone's ever really crunched the numbers to if it's even possible to figure out what oil should cost in America. But there's a good chance the cost would go up. There's a good chance gasoline would cost more than it currently does today because of the trillions of dollars in subsidies they're getting. And if that were the case, then, first of all, their margins are pretty low right now, as I understand it. It's just that they sell so much volume. They make a lot of, it seems like they make a lot of money. Their margins would still be low, and there would be alternative energy sources if the oil was expensive enough.
Right.
Chipping in at their heels, nipping at their heels, trying to get as much of that energy market as they possibly could. And competition in the marketplace keeps profits low. I mean, grocery stores make profits in the 1%, you know, the 10 percentile.
Single digits,
like 3% or something like that, or 6%. So
I really wonder about that. I've heard some of that, but I don't know how they manage to make that happen. I mean, sure, on some products that's true, but on other products, you know, there's a lot of stores out there that sell, you know, bulk food and food that, just mm-hmm. like they sell at the grocery stores, but they sell it significantly cheaper, and I just more cheaply. And I just wonder how it is that they do that.
I think they all have their own little tricks. Like one place might have a card. You go and shop with a card, so you think you're saving money on a lot of things. So they'll be making very, very low numbers, if anything, on the items with the cards or their special gimmicks that they have on sale. But then other items might be more expensive.
Absolutely.
Where they actually make their money off. So if you're a smart shopper, yes, you can get everything at one or
pretty
two,
decent,
like,
yeah,
very, very low percentage points. But then again, if you're just buying stuff and putting it in your cart, that's where they're going to make your money.
It's what I understand, that it's the average. You know, it averages out. Certainly, there are some imported items they're making a decent amount of money on. There are other things that they just have a nice margin on. I mean, that's just how it is. Some of them are loss leaders, as you pointed out, Toby, to get you through that door so you don't think about it when you're loading up your shopping cart with the other things. And that's where they do. It's okay that they're making money.
It's not a bad thing. If the grocery store is making too much money for you, go to a different grocery store.
Yeah. I'm all for them making money because that means they're going to stay there and I can go get my groceries.
Right,
I want to go hunt in the wild and catch a deer.
Yes, thank you.
And the other thing is different grocery stores offer different things. In Sarasota, and I believe actually here in Keene, some of them have little coffee shops in them.
They do.
Places where you could eat and have a beverage and a sandwich or hot food. They offer all kinds of things. Yep. There's others that won't even give you a grocery bag.
Mm.
So you can have whatever shopping experience you want to have, and you can believe that if the aisleways are paved in marble, that it costs more. I mean, they have a larger profit margin because they have to pay for the marble in the floor, dummy. Grocery stores aren't ripping you off.
No, they're just doing business.
They've got to compete.
Yeah, that's it. That's the important factor.
You know they're not ripping you off too much because they're competing.
Right. Yeah. There's only so much you can get away with.
If you want to open one, you can do that tomorrow.
Right. If you want to shop at three grocery stores and compare prices and do all that stuff, you can do that. And as a matter of fact, there's an item that will help you do that on Sundays and several other days. You'll get the circular out of the newspaper and
you can do it from your kitchen. You can sit there and look
at it. Go to different grocery stores. I'm going to buy the chicken here, but I'm going to buy the pork there, and I'm going to buy the beef here.
People do that, you know?
They do.
It's way too much time for me. I won't do it.
For the pennies that you save, I'd rather have that time personally, but you can do that.
So it's that, and this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, it's that competitive factor that keeps people in line as far as what they can get away with in their business. You can't have outrageously bad customer service and expect your customers to continue coming through the door. Similarly, you can't have outrageously high prices and continue to expect your customers to come through the door as long as there's the freedom to compete. When that changes is when government grants a monopoly and government says, now you will be the only grocery store in town.
Right.
And
you're a fine grocery store. You should provide food to everyone.
Then all of a sudden, everything goes in the crapper.
Now, obviously, when the government gives somebody a monopoly like that, then the government controls the price. As though the government knows what the right price for this stuff is. They don't. And then as time goes by, the company lobbies for increases. They say, prices have
raised our rates.
We're going to raise our rates. So they lobby the government. Sometimes they're successful. Sometimes they're not. But it's just a dumb way to do things. It limits people's choices. It limits customer service severely. It's just a bad idea.
Yeah. I think just going back to this to wrap it up, if Paula is looking for someone to blame, she should be looking towards the government, getting them out of it, taking away the regulations on both sides of the aisle.
They're screwing up the marketplace, and that's why there are some weird things going on in the oil business. It all has to do with government interference. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight,
with Rachel. Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI. Toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations and introducing new internet listeners to the program, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. So get on board and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Stephen is on the line in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Stephen, Colorado, going once. Stephen's gone. Let's try Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, the prices of gas is because somebody's got to pay for the war.
Well,
so they raised the taxes on it, and then, you know, the oil guys got to keep the gas limited because they're finding out there's a lot more oil than they think there is. And the earth
well, Dale, or Dave, rather, before you go on, let me interrupt with a little bit of information here. You know, the fact is the oil companies they just have so many restrictions on them, and what you're saying is not necessarily accurate.
Well, I think the taxes certainly go to
be connected some way over there, because we know we ain't over there just because we think that they flew into the buildings, because there was 16 Saudi Arabians that flew into them buildings. We don't do nothing to Saudi Arabia. Matter of fact, we go over there and kiss that king's butt to ask him to make a little more oil for us.
Well, there's no doubt that they are connected.
They're all in cahoots, man. The oil companies are the bankers.
Here's what you need to know.
The bankers are the insurance companies.
The oil
you're
is actually
for the war every time you put oil in your car.
Dave, you're paying for the war when you pay taxes. I mean,
that's what. Look, you were just saying that. How much tax do they get from that gas?
It's a lot more than the oil companies make
that's
in profit.
Right.
And well, the other thing you need to know is that the price of oil
to
today
for the, get for the war.
Dave, the price of oil today is no less
how
than it was adjusted for inflation back in the 1940s.
Was over there defending, huh?
Dave, did you know that oil that gasoline isn't any cheaper today than it was several decades ago in, I think
yeah,
it was the 1940s?
Yeah, anything. You could take a $20 gold piece and go buy a suit back in 1820,
exactly.
And it's going to cost you the same right now.
So prices, while they perceive to have gone up, are really a result of inflation more than anything else.
They just want you to perceive a little magic trick that they think that they could do whatever the hell they want and go make war over this stuff, oil, that's an insult to humanity in the beginning because we've been burning it for over 120 years. And they got things that go out in space to Mars, and we're still burning oil. So if anybody is all, they think that this all oil is just, you know, the oil companies are making money. They're living in fantasy land, man. The whole thing's a scam to fleece the American people because the American pig bastards just want to drive their cars no matter what, even if we send our best youngest and bravest men to go die for.
Well, you know, Dave, I'd be happy to drive something that was running on an alternative fuel source, but it's just not affordable enough yet.
I'm part of this fat American bastards, too, but at least I'm saying it, and I ain't making no excuses for no bigger and fatter, more bastards than us.
Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, we left off an email, Mark, way, way back in hour number one. It was talking about the idea of market-based protection services, and he was going to get into critiquing us for being ideologues. Is that right?
That's correct. Remember, the nature of business is to provide a good enough service to remain profitable and increase their market share. If they manage to drive down crime, and this is talking about the protection services, perhaps putting to, sending out, minions to run up crime so that their, services are more needed. They would need to create more crimes to maintain or increase the demand for security. And since they're...
I thought of another point on this, Mark, I wanted to get out there. And that is the factor of insurance companies. Fact is, if the insurance companies are separate from the protection agencies, which they might very well be, maybe some would be combos, some would be separate, who knows how the marketplace would arrange things. But presuming they're separate, and I have insurance to protect myself from theft or from property crime or whatever, from harm, and then I call in the insurance company to report that, they are going to be the ones, not just the competing agencies, because we were talking about maybe the competing agencies would check it out. The insurance companies are the ones that are having to pay out on that. So they're going to be the ones with the resources out there on the streets looking to solve these crimes and find out what the story is behind them. And that's an incredible market force that will be working against anybody that wants to be suspicious like that.
I think you're right that insurance companies would be motivated to do such things. Since they're out there solving crimes that they're creating, the average person will be none the wiser and will just go on with their lives. Now, his statement here that the nature of business is to provide a good enough service to remain profitable and increase their market share is, it simplifies business. It's, to some extent,
that's
a true
accurate
statement.
I do as little as possible to be successful.
Sure. But at the same time, I can buy a Ford Escort, or I don't know what they're called today, a Focus. I can buy an economy car, or I can buy a Mercedes-Benz.
Mm.
Now, is Mercedes-Benz doing as little as possible in order to increase their market share?
Interesting point.
They are, but they provide a different service, a different level of service, because people want it.
They're still going above and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely going above and beyond. You're paying for it, too, and they'll have those levels of, they'll provide those levels
right.
of service. Mercedes-Benz will provide you with a $30,000 car, or they'll provide you with in the form of a Maybach, a $300,000 car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll grant you, most people don't know what the hell a Maybach is, but it's their handmade version, and it doesn't have the Mercedes symbols on it. It's something different. But it's a subsidiary, and they can provide you with a $300,000 car. these same companies will have different levels of protection service from, you know, somebody who, you know, will come out and take down your name and address and what was stolen from you to a couple of centuries standing at your door. They will do different levels of service, and you'll get what you pay for to some extent because other people will be in the marketplace competing.
Right. I think he's completely correct that they will do as little as possible if there's no competition, if we're in a vacuum. But isn't that what we have right now with the government police force? There is no competition, so they're doing the bare
How many people have been satisfied with their experiences calling the cops after they've, you know, had something stolen or their home's broken into or whatever?
I mean, why is there a bumper sticker out there that says "Bad cop, no donut"? Because people think that cops are lazy. I'm sorry, that's what they think. You know, and the cops aren't motivated in the same way they would be by a free market. Now, I don't know how all of this would work, and I find it all, to some extent, a little scary. I can't articulate it entirely. I'm willing to look at it once we get down to a very small form of government. Let's get to the point where the only thing that people expect from the government are roads, cops, and some kind of, military militia force, and then we can look at shrinking it from there. But, you know, that's, to me, I can see it to some extent, and I think that a lot of the arguments are fallacious that people make, so I don't know.
What about the ideologue point?
Yeah, well, that was it. We were too idealistic because, you know, these are the reasons.
Oh, so that was the whole crux of the entire email, was that we're too idealistic. Well, you know, the fact is there have to be ideologues out there. There have to be people that have ideals and who aren't afraid to share those ideas and get them out into the marketplace of ideas for people to discuss, for people to roll over in their minds, to think about, to sleep on, and to consider for the future. Because if we don't talk about these ideas, then it's less likely that other people will talk about them, and then there's 0% of a chance that we'll ever get to them. So if we want this to become a reality, if we want this vision of a and it's certainly an incomplete vision, but we understand the concept. If we want the vision of a free market world, of a world of voluntary interaction to become a reality, we have to talk about it. We have to discuss it. And we have to throw these ideas around. We have to bounce them back and forth. And we have to have objections. And we have to overcome those objections. And we have to come up with real-life examples of how it would work and be able to point to them. Because thoughts do become reality. Right. I mean, that is what the world is all about. All of the things that surround you right now, wherever you are, if you're in your home or you're in your car or walking down the street, everything that surrounds you was at one time a thought. Someone thought, I want to make a building, or I want to build a car, or I want to build a laptop computer, and they did. They went out there and got it. We're talking about ideas of how humans should interact with one another that are way better than what we've experienced in the past. Why shouldn't we be talking about that?
I would make the argument that believing the government is going to be doing good and make the right decisions would be idealistic. Because if we look throughout history, they've proven to fail time after time. So it's idealistic to think that now we have the correct one.
And Clifford basically sums up with that. He says, I must admit that even this would still be better than the system we have currently. And however, there are some potential issues which those of us who believe in free market must think about in order to be successful.
Ain't that the truth? 800-259-9231. You can take control. Hour 3's coming up. It is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
It's a fact.